Welcome to Science TLDR. We're the podcast that really tries to get to the heart of new research for scientists and experts like you.
That's the goal.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into a really interesting paper. It was published online May 21st, 2025. Now, the journal wasn't specified in our source material, but the title is pretty compelling. Glioblastoma-instructed astrocytes suppress tumor-specific T-cell immunity.
Yeah, that title definitely catches the eye, especially for anyone working on brain tumors. Glioblastoma, GBM, I mean, it's still such a tough one.
Absolutely. It's the most common primary brain tumor and notoriously aggressive. The paper points out, and we know this all too well, that long-term survival is, well, it's grim, still below 10% at 5 years.
Exactly. And, you know, what's been particularly baffling and frustrating is how poorly things like immune checkpoint inhibitors have worked in GBM compared to other cancers. It just screams immunosuppression.
Right. Which brings us to the tumor microenvironment, the TME, this complex soup of cells around the tumor. And this paper focuses on one specific cell type, astrocytes.
Astrocytes, yeah. They're the most abundant glial cells in our central nervous system. We know they do tons of crucial stuff, development, homeostasis, supporting neurons, the blood-brain barrier.
All the housekeeping, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But their role in the immune side of things within GBM hasn't been, let's say, fully pinned down.
Mm.
And that's the core finding here, really. This paper argues that a specific group, a subset of these astrocytes, gets sort of reprogrammed by the glioblastoma.
Reprogrammed how?
To become immunosuppressive. Specifically, they found these astrocytes shut down the T cells that are meant to be fighting the tumor.
Okay, that's a big claim. Let's unpack how they got there. First step must have been actually finding these specific astrocytes, right? How did they identify them?
Right, so they identified a subset of astrocytes in the GBM microenvironment that express something called TRAIL.
TRAIL.
Yeah. TNF-related apoptosis-inducing ligand. It's a protein, often on the cell surface, that can basically tell other cells to undergo apoptosis-programmed cell death.
Okay, the death ligand. Got it. So how did they see these TRAIL-expressing astrocytes in the tumors?
They used a pretty sophisticated imaging technique on human GBM samples. Three patient samples compared against five normal cortex samples. It's called multiplexed immunofluorescence imaging.
Multiplexed, meaning they look at many things at once.
Exactly. Think of it like taking super detailed, multicolor pictures of the tissue. They label different proteins with antibodies, take an image, wash it off, label different ones, image again, repeat, repeat. Then they use software to put it all together, align the images, identify the individual cells, and quantify, you know, which cells are expressing what and where.
So they could pinpoint astrocytes using markers like GFP and then see if those cells were also expressing TRAIL.
Precisely. And they found these TRAIL-positive astrocytes both in the sort of reactive zone around the tumor and actually mixed within the tumor itself.
Interesting. Did they have other evidence besides the imaging?
Yes. They backed it up with single-cell RNA, sequencing snRNA-seq, on more samples. Seven GBMs, three controls. This let them look at the gene expression, the RNA levels, within individual cells. And, it confirmed that this astrocyte population expressing TRAIL, or the gene for it, was indeed present in the tumors.
Okay, so the astrocytes are there. They're making TRAIL. But why? What's telling them to do this? Is it the tumor itself?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, yeah, the study points the finger directly at the glioblastoma cells. They did experiments in vitro using mouse glioblastoma cells, the GL261 line.
Right.
They took the liquid medium that these tumor cells had been growing in tumor-conditioned medium, or TCM, which contains all the stuff the tumor cells secrete. And when they put this TCM onto normal mouse astrocytes in a dish...
Let me guess, the astrocytes started making TRAIL.
Bingo. They started expressing TRAIL. So something secreted by the tumor cells was the trigger.
And did they figure out what that something was?
They did. They narrowed it down to a specific cytokine called interleukin-11, or IL-11.
IL-11. Okay, maybe not the most famous cytokine in cancer immunology, but... clearly important here. The tumor cells are pumping out IL-11 to manipulate the astrocytes.
It certainly looks that way. It's a classic example of tumor stroma crosstalk, right? The tumor actively shaping its environment.
And they dug into the mechanism? How does IL-11 make the astrocytes produce TRAIL?
They did. They found it relies on a signaling pathway involving STAT3, signal transducer and activator of transcription 3.
STAT3, okay, that's a more familiar player in cancer signaling. It's a transcription factor, right? Turns genes on or off.
Exactly. So the IL-11 signal comes in, activates STAT3 inside the astrocyte. They showed increased phosphorylated STAT3, which is the active form, and this activated STAT3 then presumably turns on the gene for TRAIL.
Did they have evidence beyond the cell culture?
Yes, they tried to connect the dots using different approaches. They used bioinformatics, ingenuity pathway analysis, which predicted STAT3 as a key upstream regulator in the TME. They looked at human data, too, from the CPTAC3 database.
Ah, the big cancer proteogenomic data set.
Right, and they found a correlation in human GBM samples between the expression of the TRAIL gene, TNSSF10, and the levels of phosphorylated STAT3.
So more active STAT3, more TRAIL gene expression.
Seems like it. And they even did further bioinformatics using a tool called ULAN, which predicted binding sites for STAT3 right near the TRAIL gene, suggesting it could directly regulate it. So multiple lines of evidence all pointing towards this IL-11 STAT3 TRAIL axis.
Okay, that's a pretty convincing pathway. Glioblastoma makes IL-11, astrocytes respond via STAT3, they put TRAIL on their surface. Now the crucial part, how does that TRAIL actually suppress the T cells?
This is where the TRAIL name comes in, the apoptosis-inducing ligand part. The researchers showed pretty clearly that these TRAIL-expressing astrocytes kill T cells.
Kill them directly.
Directly, inducing apoptosis. In vitro, when they co-cultured the instructed astrocytes, those treated with the tumor medium, with T cells, both CD4 plus helpers and CD8 plus killers, the T cells started dying off.
And they could measure the cell death.
Oh, yeah. They measured markers like cleaved caspase 37 and, importantly, cleaved caspase. Caspase 8 is a key initiator. Caspase often triggered by death receptors, like the ones TRAIL binds to.
So the TRAIL on the astrocyte literally docks onto a death receptor on the T cell and flips the self-destruct switch.
That's the mechanism they propose, and the data supports it. Because crucially, if they block TRAIL with an antibody, or if they genetically deleted the TRAIL gene, TNSSF10, in the astrocytes, the T cell killing went down significantly.
Okay, that's compelling in vitro. Did they show this happening in vivo in an actual tumor?
They did. They used a mouse model of glioblastoma. And here they did something quite elegant. They used CRISPR-Cas9 to specifically delete the TRAIL gene only in astrocytes within the living mouse brain tumor. They used a lentivirus delivery system with a GFP promoter, so it only affected astrocytes.
Targeted deletion. Nice. And the result?
The result was less T cell apoptosis inside the tumor microenvironment, fewer dying T cells. This applied to the mouse's own T cells and also to tumor-specific T cells they transferred in OTI cells in this model.
And they could actually see this happening.
Yeah, using flow cytometry on cells extracted from the tumors, they found that CD8 plus T cells located near TRAIL-positive astrocytes were more likely to be undergoing apoptosis, showing cleaved caspase 3.
Wow. So the astrocytes are creating these little zones of T cell death right within the tumor. Okay, so if these astrocytes are killing the anti-tumor T cells, what effect does that have on the tumor itself? Does removing this mechanism help the mouse?
It absolutely does. That's maybe the most critical finding for potential therapy. When they deleted TRAIL specifically in the astrocytes in the mouse model,
the tumors grew slower.
Exactly. Tumor burden, measured by bioluminescence, was significantly reduced. And even more importantly, the mice lived longer. Their overall survival increased compared to the control mice where astrocyte TRAIL was intact.
That strongly implies these TRAIL plus astrocytes are actually helping the tumor progress by knocking out the immune response.
Precisely. It's not just some bystander effect. It seems functionally relevant to tumor growth and survival.
Which naturally leads to the question, can we target this therapeutically if we could block TRAIL in the TME?
That's the next logical step they explored. They developed a potential therapeutic strategy using an oncolytic virus.
Oncolytic virus, a virus that targets and kills cancer cells.
Right. They engineered a herpes simplex virus, HSV1, which has a natural tendency to infect glial cells anyway, but they engineered it to do something extra, to produce and secrete a TRAIL-blocking antibody, specifically a single-chain antibody fragment, or SCFE.
So the virus infects the tumor cells, kills them, and releases an antibody to block the TRAIL coming from the astrocytes.
That's the idea. A sort of two-pronged attack delivered right into the tumor microenvironment. They called this virus HSV1 anti-TRAIL.
Clever. Did it work in the mice?
The results were quite promising. Treating the tumor-bearing mice with this engineered virus led to reduced tumor load and increased survival, similar to the genetic deletion, but now using a potential therapeutic agent.
And did it affect the T cells as expected?
Yes. Importantly, it also reduced the amount of T cell apoptosis seen within the tumor microenvironment.
Yeah.
Fewer T cells were being killed off.
Did it do anything else? Boost the immune response, maybe?
It seemed to. They saw an increase in the number of T cells infiltrating the tumor, both tumor-specific and virus-specific CD8 plus T cells. And not just more T cells, but a higher proportion of them looked activated and ready to fight, based on certain markers like PD-1 and SLAMF6.
So blocking TRAIL didn't just stop the killing, it might have actually helped reinvigorate the immune response.
That's what the data suggest. And it wasn't just T cells. They also saw changes in other immune cells, the tumor-associated macrophages or TAMs.
Ah, the macrophages, another key player in the TME. What happened to them?
The TRAIL blockade seemed to push the TAMs towards a more anti-tumor state. They showed signs of better antigen presentation, more co-stimulatory molecules producing helpful cytokines like IFN-gamma and IL-12. And interestingly, these positive changes in the TAM seem to depend on the T cells being there. It suggests a kind of positive feedback loop being restored.
So rescuing the T cells helps reprogram the macrophages too.
Potentially. They also did single-cell RNA sequencing on the T cells themselves from these experiments. Comparing the virus treatment groups, they saw distinct gene expression patterns when TRAIL was blocked. Pathways related to T cell activation and effector function were upregulated. Things like apoptosis signaling, dendritic cell maturation pathways popped up in the analysis.
It really sounds like blocking this one mechanism, astrocyte-derived TRAIL, has a quite widespread positive effects on the anti-tumor immune response within the GBM microenvironment.
Yeah, it really paints a picture of TRAIL plus astrocytes acting as a significant brake on immunity. And releasing that brake allows multiple components of the immune system to function better.
Okay, let's try to distill this down. What are the, say, three major take-home messages from this study?
Okay, three key takeaways.
Yeah.
First, glioblastoma actively instructs a subset of astrocytes to express TRAIL. They're not passive bystanders.
Right, so.
Second, this instruction happens via a specific pathway, tumor-secreted IL-11 activating STAT3 in the astrocytes, which then drives the TRAIL expression. They've mapped out that mechanism.
Got it. And third?
Third, and maybe most critically, this astrocyte-derived TRAIL directly kills anti-tumor T cells, suppressing immunity and promoting tumor growth. And crucially, blocking this interaction shows therapeutic potential in preclinical models.
So identifying the culprit cells, figuring out how they're controlled, and showing their functional impact and therapeutic targetability, that's a solid piece of work.
Absolutely. It really highlights how tumors co-opt normal cells in their environment for their own benefit.
And the therapeutic implications seem pretty clear. Targeting these TRAIL plus astrocytes or just blocking TRAIL signaling within the TME looks like a genuinely promising strategy, maybe something to combine with other immunotherapies.
That's the really exciting thought, isn't it? Could blocking TRAIL, maybe using something like that engineered oncolytic virus, sensitize GBM to checkpoint inhibitors or improve psych-CAR T cell therapy? You know, removing this specific break might allow those other therapies to finally gain traction in glioblastoma.
A potential breakthrough. It's early days based on this paper, but it definitely provides a strong rationale for exploring that further. Lots more research needed, of course, on the precise mechanisms and how to best translate this clinically.
Without a doubt. But it's a very promising direction for a disease that desperately needs new approaches.
Indeed. Well, that brings us to the end of this deep dive. Really fascinating work unraveling a new layer of immunosuppression in glioblastoma.
A pleasure discussing it.
And thank you, our listeners, for joining us on Science TLDR. We'll be back soon to unpack more cutting-edge science.